At a recent forum in Juba, Interior Minister Angelina Teny said a strange development was taking place in the conflict in Sudan.
A lot of South Sudanese are also involved and engaging in the war in Sudan on both sides as mercenaries. This has been actually officially reported.
Teny said the government thinks the involvement of South Sudanese in the conflict will have negative implications for South Sudan's security in the long run.
We are very concerned that, you know, they're getting access to these arms. You never know where these arms are going to end up or what they could be used for. So it's a concern for us. We have not yet had evidence of arms crossing into South Sudan, but the likelihood of it happening is very real.
The Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces have been fighting across the country since April. Thousands have been killed in the fighting. The United Nations has estimated about 5 million people have been displaced by the war, with nearly 1 million of them fleeing to other countries. Abraham Kuol Nyon is a professor of political science at the University of Juba. He says the involvement of South Sudanese in the Sudan conflict makes it difficult for President Salva Kiir's government to convince the warring parties that South Sudan is neutral.
Remember some few months ago, When this conflict of Sudan began, South Sudan was proposed to be one of the mediators, especially President Kiir. And the involvement of South Sudanese in the conflict will complicate the impartiality of the South Sudan to act as a mediator. And as a result of this, I strongly believe if there is going to be a group that is going to win over other group, and that group knows that they might have win because of the negligence of the people of South Sudan having not support, that will have a security implication because they will not be able to go down well with the people of South Sudan.
Professor Nyon says, having confirmed that there are South Sudanese citizens involved on both sides of the conflict, the Juba government should have distanced itself from their activities to maintain its cordial relations with Sudan.
It is only if the government of South Sudan declare their position very openly, that whatever which is happening in Sudan and whoever is involved in the war of Sudan is not on behalf of the government of South Sudan. And that is the only way now the neutrality of the government of South Sudan will not be in question. And as a result of this, this is the only option the government has so far to be able to show not only to the people of Sudan, but to the international community that in fact they are neutral and impartial.
Information about South Sudanese participating in the conflict surfaced about 3 weeks ago when pictures of some of the South Sudanese fighters were posted on social media. Some regional observers and security experts say Sudan's warring parties are recruiting foreign nationals to strengthen their fighting capacities. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.